Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Tonight we're going to talk with one of the real legends of the local music scene, a great songwriter, guitarist, singer, and teacher, Lee Ruth. We'll hear stories of his more than 50 years singing his songs around mid-Missouri, and we'll hear a couple of songs, one of his own writing and another by the fine local songwriter Bartholomew Bean. Also tonight, spring is here and things are starting to bloom. What's next for your garden? We have another installment of Farm Your Yard with the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. Stories and songs with Lee Ruth and Farm Your Yard all ahead this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. It's Thinking Out Loud, KBIA 91.3 FM. Lee Ruth is our guest. He's been a singer, songwriter, performer, and teacher here in mid-Missouri for quite some time. And Lee, first of all, I've wanted to get you in here for a while, and it's wonderful to have you as our guest today. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Without getting too accusatory, how long have you been doing this here in Columbia?
Well, I started performing in Columbia in 1963. I came to Columbia in 62, joined a band in the fall of 60, the spring of, winter of 62, 63, and then continued playing bands in Columbia through the 60s, but I also, in the fall of 63, I started playing out with an acoustic guitar, doing some solo work, going to Hootenannies and things. And,
sure. Fantastic. Whether we're talking about performing, whether we're talking about singing, writing songs, tell me how you got started with all this.
Okay, well, at this point in time, I guess I'm kind of an old guy, but a
little bit.
But when I was in my mid-teens, that was the beginning of rock and roll music. I was born in 1940. In 1956, I turned 16. And 1956 is when Elvis burst upon the scene and became an international superstar almost instantly, in a matter of just a couple weeks, I think, about January of 63. So 55, that summer, the year of 65, I first time in my life, I heard some really wild, crazy blues and rhythm and blues music. I heard Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry.
Oh, great stuff.
And Fats Domino and all kinds of stuff. You know, and the Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry would have prominently featured the guitar. All the rockabilly music came along in 55 and 56. So I started hearing in 56, prominently featured the guitar. And somewhere after about 6 or 8 months of hearing all this stuff, something snapped in my head and I said, I've got to get a guitar. And I've got to start, trying to make some of those sounds for myself. I talked the folks into getting me a guitar for my 16th birthday in October of 1956.
You have been teaching music for quite a while here, and I want you to talk about some of the people that you've taught, because I know a lot of the local musicians around here and some of the folks whose names people would recognize, Paul and Wynn's Girls and a lot of those other folks you've taught over the years.
It's probably a few thousand people by now. I started teaching in the March of 1965. But just think of some who are still around Columbia and are performing locally, playing locally, or doing something musical locally. Kathy Barden took, I think, her first banjo lessons from me in about 1970, 69, 70, 71, something like that.
That's got to be a really fun feeling for you to see people. And I mean, Kathy's an exceptional artist, and to have played a part in getting her going.
You know, Violet Vonderhaar took lessons from me from age 9 to age 17, and then she just took off on her own. But there was no question, just about from the time she was 9 years old, that was going to happen. You know, that she was going to be, because even when she hardly knew how to play anything on the guitar, she still knew how to make up music with it, you know.
Oh, sure.
She was creative with it from the day one, so.
Beautiful, beautiful voice, too.
Yeah.
Lee Ruth is our guest. Lee, I want you to, we're going to visit some more, but it would be a a real waste for us to have that instrument in your hand and not have you do us a song or two. So why don't you sing something for us?
Sure, let's do this. It's called Playing It Pretty. It's a song about playing songs, I guess, and figuring out what you want to do with the music you're playing. When he was younger, he wanted to be Elvis, the big beat and electric guitars, rocking and a rolling, shaking his pelvis, joining the ranks of the stars. So many guitars playing so fast, his hands were slow. What could he do to make it last? Many ways to go. And what he really wanted to do was to play it pretty. Took him years and years to understand that he was born to play it pretty. Play it easy, play it softly, play it grand. When she was younger, she was a screamer, tearing her throat up to make herself heard. But when she wasn't being a screamer, she sang as sweetly as any songbird. So many people trying so hard, her heart said no. What she found in her own yard, her own way to go. And what she really wanted to do was to sing it pretty. It didn't take her long to understand that she was born to sing it pretty. Sing it easy, sing it softly, sing it grand. Beauty is in the eye of the needle of the lover beholder, potato and storm, dark and delight, stonefish and beetle, man and woman so warm. A lilting melody, a touch of harmony, a hint of poetry, and I can hear and see some of us were born to play it pretty. Whatever music is at hand, and anyone who plays it pretty is in the band. Mm-hmm. Playing it pretty. Playing it grand. When he was younger, he wanted to be Elvis.
Oh, wonderful stuff there. Lee Ruth is our guest this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Talk about songwriting influences, because I know that's a big part of what you've done is the songwriting and a lot of really terrific songs.
Well, thank you. I don't know. I came to kind of slow and late into the songwriting thing. I actually was dabbling with it when I was in my late teens and early 20s, and then somewhere around 1962 or 63, when there was an explosion of songwriting in the folk and acoustic music world. And I heard Bob Dylan's songs, and they were so much better than what I was dabbling at that for a while, I just kind of shut down the songwriting thing. I thought, man, if you can't write it as good as that, you know, if it's not as good as that, then why bother? And so I just kind of bailed on the songwriting for a number of years. But then if there was a message in the Dylan songs, it was, do it yourself, make your own, you know. How does it feel to be on your own? And so I was really doing a disservice to some of what he was saying, which was maybe just be.
Right.
And to not do, and I jumped back into it. And I realized that, you know, that any place I'd been, any time I'd ever been, it was entirely separate from all the places and times he'd been, other than the time or two I went to see him play, you know. So I had different people in my life to be characters in songs, and I had different places and different adventures. And a song is just, essentially, it's just words and melody.
Right.
And then you put together some kind of accompaniment for it. So I just never been what I would call a prolific songwriter. And I just kind of waited for the songs to come visit me, and then I'd snag them, you know, as they came by. And that's still true, except they're not coming by very much, and I'm not, sometimes I just watch them go by, you know.
Yeah.
I think, that would have been interesting.
There was about 10 or 15 years ago, a CD made with a lot of your songs performed by some of the great musicians here around Mid-Missouri, Everybody's Got Love. Talk about how that got made.
Well, it started off with a conversation, I think, between Steve D'Onofrio and my wife, some event. And KOP, you know, I'm a volunteer for KOPN Radio, and
sure.
We did for our 20th anniversary in 93, Steve D'Onofrio had produced a CD of local performers called Where the River Rolls. It was recorded over in Boonville, and 2003 was coming up, and it was 30th anniversary, and Steve was looking for a project to do for that. And he got the idea of having local people do songs that I'd written. And he broached the idea to me, and I said, I don't think there's that many musicians that actually know any of my songs or ever learned them or expressed my interest. There's only been a few songs I've ever written that anybody else has ever sung. And he said, well, we'll see.
Before we do anything else, let's go ahead and get another song out of Lee here.
Well, I just mentioned Bartholomew Bean. I started off playing with him, accompanying him on the song. And I thought, I've got to learn this for myself. So I couldn't sing in the same key he did, so I changed the key on it from D to G and learned it and started singing it and in the probably late 70s, something like that.
Okay.
So anyway, it's called Reuben, You Can Play Your Banjo. See if I can get through this here. Daddy's banjo. So when I picked it up something made a sound. I found I couldn't let the darn thing go. Oh, well, it felt so good. I just knew I could keep on playing to let the music flow. I would hit the strings just to hear them ring when I was playing on that old banjo. Ruben, you can play your banjo all night long. We'll be sitting around the fire just in case we can play along. Ruben, you can play your banjo all night long. We'll be sitting around the fire just in case we can play along. It was the greatest thing I found, for whether happy or down, I just play to let my feelings go. Like a very best friend, you stay right till the end to help you when things got slow. It was so hard to put it down, I'd want to make a new sound and take it to a friend to show. And play it loud and clear so she would surely hear me playing on that old banjo. Ruben, you can play your banjo all night long. We've been waiting all your life just to hear you play your songs. Ruben, you can play your banjo all night long. We'll be sitting around the fire just in case we can play, just in case we can sing, just in case we can play along.
Oh, great stuff there. Lee Ruth playing music of Bartholomew Bean. Every place has a music scene. It seems like there's something particularly special about this region around Mid-Missouri. We have thrown some names around, some remarkable performers, remarkable songwriters. You talked about Bob Dyer, Lila and Ellie, Violet, so many other names we could mention. What have you found maybe that has brought so many great musicians either from this area or to this area?
I can't speak to Iowa City or Bloomington, Indiana, or any of the other large college towns. I don't know. Maybe it's our crossroads location, right? Halfway across, half in the middle of the state of Missouri, right on I-70. And not having spent time in Lawrence, Norman, any other big college towns, or similar size, medium size. Small cities, and there's lots of them other places that I know they all have strong music scenes, that not only folk music, but other kinds of music too. And is Columbia better than they are? I don't know. You'd have to talk to somebody that's lived in Madison and Columbia, Iowa City and Columbia, Lawrence and Columbia, or several of these places, and speak to them to that issue. But I've been here, and it's been really exciting, musically, to be in Columbia, and kind of inspiring to have all these talented musicians and songwriters,
and it's gonna be fun for you guys to kind of feed off of one another, because I've seen a few recordings of you playing with Bob, and there had to be something there that was more than just the sum of its parts. Then you had the kids like Lila and Ellie or Violet or whomever that have grown up around you guys, and now they're out doing their thing, and the next group will come along and hear them and do their own thing and add a little something to it. And it's fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I'm still right in the middle of it, sort of. So sometimes I feel like it's kind of run away from me, and I'm just sitting watching it, bye-bye, off into the distance,
There's people still calling you up and asking you to come play, though.
Yeah. It's slowed down a little bit, but so have I. So,
happens to the best of us eventually. But we still enjoy hearing you play
so
very much. Yes, enjoy hearing you play and enjoy your music very much. I want to give you the opportunity. I know that in addition to performing around mid-Missouri, we get to see him out at Cooper's fairly often and other places here in Columbia. You are still teaching lessons, and if somebody's interested and wants to contact you and talk to you about guitar lessons, banjo lessons, mandolin, a lot of other things, what's a way somebody could get in touch with you if they wanted to do that?
Probably call me on the phone.
Okay.
I think I'm still in the phone book. We've got a landline.
You've got a regular old phone like we used to all have, right?
Well, you know, that's the only thing that works when the power goes out.
Lee, it has been wonderful to see you again, my friend, and to hear some songs and some stories. Lee Ruth, the CD, again, is called Everybody's Got Love. You can hear him each week. When are you on the radio?
Wednesday morning, 3 a.m.
Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. So I get to hear him driving into work on Wednesday mornings, but from 3 to
Radio
6.
Radio Omega.
There you go. And that's on 89.5 KOPN. Lee, thank you very much for your time. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.